This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited here to join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
Of course, you can also join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You just connect with us there, and you will sound, in some cases, like you're sitting in the studio here with us.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's pretty great. I, you know, being an audio guy, definitely appreciate the higher audio fidelity of Skype. I don't really much care for the fact that it's Microsoft product, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to know that phone call will never go away, that the NSA will store that forever.
Yeah, I think that they did come out, or was it the Snowden releases that alleged that Microsoft was building backdoors into Skype for the NSA, that kind of thing?
Absolutely.
So, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. But there's news that we want to talk about, including a story here about the next travel ban, or the third iteration of the Trump travel ban, which you may recall, the first one, what did he put in, like a week, 2 weeks after he took office?
Real early, yep.
Real early, and it was overturned pretty quickly, and then again, and so that third attempt here is what the panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, according to TheHill.com, has ruled yesterday against said iteration of Trump's travel ban, saying it goes against federal law. The court said in its ruling, quote, "We conclude that the president's issuance of the proclamation once again exceeds the scope of his delegated authority." The most recent iteration of the ban bars people from 8 countries, 6 of which are predominantly Muslim, from coming to the United States. The San Francisco-based appeals court, however, said that the Trump administration could continue to bar individuals from countries in the Middle East and North Africa from entering the U.S. if they do not have a so-called bona fide relationship with someone in the U.S.
Well, that's interesting.
Whatever that means. I don't know how bona fide is defined. I've seen that used in law before and never really explained what the qualifications for being bona fide are. But anyway, the court said the ruling would be put on hold pending any review by the Supreme Court. The court also said, quote, "The proclamation's indefinite entry suspensions constitute nationality discrimination in the issuance of immigrant visas, and that it discriminates against travelers and immigrants in the same vein as Trump's previous travel bans." The Supreme Court decided earlier this month that it would allow the latest travel ban to take effect while the litigation ran its course.
Yeah, well, I mean, bona fide means exactly how we use it. It is definitive. It's a good faith. It is, you know, a real thing. The opposite of, you know, spurious or
sure.
Questionable. Or,
so if I show that I have a phone call that I've had with somebody who's in the United States, is that a bona fide relationship?
That would be up
it's
to
real.
Evidently up to the powers that be, not me, certainly.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not expecting you to know, and I'm sure it's all completely arbitrary based on who's enforcing it and who's judging the case. And
what
and
they want that outcome to be.
Yeah. Richmond-based appeals court must rule on the ban before the Supreme Court revisits the matter. The Trump administration has pushed for a travel ban since January, which it says is necessary to safeguard national security. You buy that one?
I just got to look at where we are. 16 years since 9/11. I'm trying to think of how many terrorist attacks have been committed on U.S. soil by illegal aliens. I'm trying to think of one. I'm not saying there may have not been. But it just doesn't.
It's not popping.
Not popping into my head. I mean, you
didn't
did
they just foil something out in San Francisco?
Yeah, but I got as far as in the article as he had been talking to a FBI informant. I'm like, okay,
again.
And too often in these cases, it seems to be the FBI sort of
radicalizing people.
They do. They sort of radicalize people. Then they bust them, and then they can call that a win. And
we did a report on those things, what you're talking about, where every time you see it in the news, FBI busts a would-be terror plot.
Yeah.
Every time, it's always the FBI who is basically a major factor in making these things happen by finding some sort of dupe, finding some easily manipulated or some person who's already been sort of riled up at the government for whatever reason, mm-hmm. because they've attacked the Middle East, for instance, and have meddled over there for decades. Usually that's what gets them riled up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they rile them up further, and then they offer to provide them with a bomb.
Right.
And a van.
Yep.
And
don't have a car? We'll get you one.
Right, a car. Or in some cases, they'll even provide the person with rent while, you know, that way they don't have to be working and they can just, you know, be a patsy for the FBI. And I remember one case out of Alaska, the guy they were setting up actually ended up getting a job at some point along the path, and they went in and scuttled his job. Basically,
right.
So he would, you know, not have anything to live for, and then be more likely to go with the FBI terror plot rather than, you know, getting a job and having
right,
a responsibility.
Being a productive member of society.
Yeah. And then when we read the story about one of those, it actually said that there have been over 200 of these things, and we certainly haven't reported on a fraction of them.
No.
Over the years, but they always seem to be constant, but they're even more constant than we realized.
Right.
Hundreds of these fake, you know, ginned up terror plots, mm-hmm. as created by the FBI.
But you know, it allows the FBI to go out there and allows administrations to go out there and say, look, all these draconian things that we put in place, they are indeed making a difference. Because
that's the claim.
99% of the people read the headline, if they read that. They
right.
hear the sound bite, and that's as far as it goes.
Catch the buzz at the water cooler.
Right. But the other thing that I find really disturbing is in a number of these cases, and I don't know that number either, but I've read where the potential terrorist, the one that they've saved, has had some form of mental illness, and to me, that's you're not only, as you said, ginning up something just to get the headline and to call it a win, but you're taking a real advantage of people that, you know, may not be able to make a good decision under normal circumstances, and that's just sad.
It sure is, and if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, whether it's the travel ban or the FBI-created terror plots that just keep coming. Let's go to, or whatever you want to talk about. Larry is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
How you doing now, boys?
Hey, what's on your mind today?
Hey, look, you get people ginning up stuff all the time, and you know they always talk about Reagan. It was the Mujahideen. And Bonnie Stoddard was the one that they were after at that time. But when you talk about the new tax cut, it's just the same thing that Reagan done. He gave wealthy people and corporations.
We haven't talked about the tax cuts, but feel free to comment.
I'll go there because it's the same thing that Reagan done, because I remember I worked in corporate America when he was president in 80 and 83. Mm-hmm. What he done is gave a cut to corporations, right? Domestic corporations, so that they could pack their operations up. They used the tax cut to pay for them to package up their operations and move to foreign country. They capitalized on where Nixon normalized relations with China. Before that time, and you know, I'm 60 years old, you didn't see everything in the store made in China. But after Nixon normalized relations with China, that's when Reagan came in. And when he started giving tax cuts to wealthy people, they just start moving their
operations. You know, one of the reasons why people move a company out of the United States,
mm-hmm.
is that they are regulated to death in the United States in a lot of cases. And it's easier to manufacture mm-hmm. in other places where the regulatory burden isn't as large. In fact, it's so much easier that it's worth the expense, because it is not cheap shut down a manufacturing mm-hmm. facility and then move and create that manufacturing facility in some other place. You're talking about a multiple million-dollar project.
Our government paid for them to move.
Well, the government doesn't pay for anything. It's the taxpayers who pay for them to
change those jobs.
But you understand they got driven out of here by the government in the first place.
No,
so the government
did not. Here's what they got driven out by $3 an hour labor. You cannot compete with $3 an hour labor. What they're going to do with this tax?
Well, they did
now,
for a long time.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, Larry. You can compete with it because it's closer to home, so shipping costs are lower. Of course, if we didn't have a minimum wage here, then we could be more competitive with the world.
Good point.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But don't worry, robots will be replacing all kinds of manufacturing jobs very, very soon all around the globe.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge. I'm a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Good This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. What is the case for open borders? We've got it, and we'll share that with you here in moments. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Chris.
Also, if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you can join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. You know, like Bitcoin used to be. Bitcoin, what is now known as BTC or Bitcoin Core. I had the pleasure of introducing a business to Dash today. It's the number one taco place in New Hampshire, voted that way 2 years. Called Taco Beyondo in a little town called Hillsboro.
I got to get there.
It's great. You've never been?
No, I've never been there.
Yeah, it's great. So anyway, I pitched them. It's taken a year to introduce and then finally close them.
Forever, yeah.
You know, it's a long process of trying to get a business owner's attention, trying to introduce them to cryptocurrency, and then, you know, get them to pay attention long enough to decide whether or not they want to start accepting it. And so, you know, over the last year, it's a co-owner, so husband and wife team. The wife, you know, we ended up getting her to install a wallet personally to accept tips because she was running the register. So accept tips for but cryptocurrency tips. And back then we were using Bitcoin mm-hmm. Core. And that was great. It worked great. You know, she took some tips in, and then over time those tips grew in value. And so she's got to watch the value of Bitcoin go up. And that's always very attractive, right? When the value of Bitcoin is going up, then people want to pay attention. They're very interested. Unfortunately, Bitcoin's fees are out of control, and they've gotten that way basically within the last several months. And so now that we finally have closed them on the deal of taking Bitcoin, it's no longer really something you want to do.
Not really viable as a means of microtransactions.
Right. So, like, a business owner would love to be paid in Bitcoin, but the customers aren't as likely to want to pay in Bitcoin because the customer pays the fee to send the Bitcoin. And right now the fees are at about a median of $33 today, and earlier this week as high as $35,
$30. That's down. It's not quite affordable.
Yeah, and that's for the median transaction. There was a transaction I tried to send today that was a $100 recommended fee, so sometimes it's more. But anyway, luckily, the fact that Bitcoin is so messed up right now, and I hope it gets fixed at some point in the future, but the fact that it's so messed up hasn't soured people on the idea of new money, internet money, cryptocurrency, because I had never said the word Dash to these people ever in the last year, because I'd never gotten them on board with Bitcoin, so why confuse them with a second cryptocurrency?
Mm-hmm.
But when I went in to finally set them up with Bitcoin, I gave them a brief explanation about what had been happening with the fees, and I said, there's this other option that you could do. I would prefer to pay you with this.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, sure. You know, let's do that. They just want to be in on this technological evolution. And so that's so refreshing to me that it's not that hard to, once somebody's accepted the idea of cryptocurrency through pitching them Bitcoin, it's not hard to bring them on to something like Dash or Bitcoin Cash or Litecoin or any of these other ones that are out there that are competing with BTC. So we did that this afternoon, got them set up with Dash and paid for my burrito in this case today with Dash, which was great. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions, and anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. You can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Just go to Dash.org and you'll find out why. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, let's talk to Ramona in Virginia Beach. Ramona, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Hi. I know you're not going to agree with anything that I say.
Okay.
So just forewarning you.
You don't know that.
I disagree with, well, I do. I disagree with most of what you said about the open borders and the immigration. Although
we haven't
right
really
now
said that
FBI,
much about it, but please go ahead.
Okay. Well, I know, but the FBI, that part of it, you know, as far as I know, they've not been involved in many of the ones that have been successful. I don't know what the statistics are for the ones that they report on, but
it's almost all of them.
Open borders is a huge mistake. I think that, in my opinion, and I think mm-hmm. that stopping most of the immigration right now is a good idea until we get the system it works.
Are you advocating a police state?
No.
No. How do you plan to stop immigration?
I think the answer would be, if you come from certain countries, you're not allowed in until we go through a vast, long vetting process.
Some people are
going to
come here anyway, right? Like, the big fear is there's all these so-called illegal immigrants who are just not stopping at immigration checkpoints or whatever.
Right.
They're just coming
right
in. So how do you plan to solve that?
Well, it's the percentage of people coming across that border right now has reduced significantly, I believe around 70%.
I heard it was back up to Obama levels. I saw a headline about that within the last couple of weeks.
Okay, well, I did not see that, but regardless, what
are you going to do
about that? Then,
even if it has gone down, let's give it to you. Let's say it's gone down, and what has provided
We need to do what they've been doing lately, which allows
checkpoints,
the border guards to do their job and
you mean
not
checkpoints
hamper them. Yes.
Okay, so you do support a police state. I just want to make sure we're clear.
Well, different people have a different idea of what a police state. To me, when I'm traveling freely and I'm stopped for no reason other than I'm traveling, mm-hmm, that's kind of...
Other than you're crossing a border into a country that's not your country?
Well, no. I can speak, I can't speak personally, but I can talk about New Hampshire, where the show is broadcast from, where people were traveling within the state.
Yep.
And here you have a ICE checkpoint.
That's not what I'm talking about.
No, but what I am saying is this is immigration within a U.S. state. And, we're as close to the Canadian border, which I'm not going to make a direct comparison to Mexican border. But we're close enough where that type of thing happens up here.
Right. So, and you used to not even have to worry about showing anything when you went across that border several years ago. Right.
So you
I'm talking about erring on the side of safety for the American citizen.
Well, I'd rather err on the side of freedom,
anything wrong with that.
Well, I think that
you're not going to have freedom if you have people coming into the country illegally that aren't educated.
Madam, there has never been
working
a single immigrant who has ever been a threat, whether they are so-called illegal or not, who's ever been a threat in any way.
The one that just ran over the people up in New York was an illegal immigrant.
No, you didn't even let me finish my statement.
Okay.
There are not threats to my freedom. The threat to my freedom is the United States federal government and the state governments and the city governments all around this place. These are the people who are putting innocent, peaceful people behind bars who've never harmed another person. If somebody harms another person, I don't care what plot of land they're from on Earth, they need to pay recompense
to
the victims.
So are you going to volunteer the member of your family to be the chosen one?
Your
phone broke up there, huh?
Are you going to volunteer your family member to be the chosen one to be harmed before somebody does
something?
Lady,
we live in New Hampshire. Everybody here is armed, so nobody's going to get harmed by people generally here. It's a very safe place. Thank you for the call tonight. She supports a police state. She wants checkpoints. I don't know about you, but that doesn't seem like freedom to me. Show us your papers. That's happening here now in the United States, and it's not okay. It's Free Talk Live.
Revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial toll free and join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Chris.
Also, want to let you know about Anarchapulco. It is coming up and it's going to be here sooner than you think. It's happening February 15th through the 18th. I had the pleasure of going for the first time this year. It's happening in, once again, Acapulco, Mexico. And this year's event, again, it was almost a year ago, because it's a wintertime event, was fantastic. Great excuse to get out of the cold and get into the warmth down in Acapulco. At, in this case, the Princess Resort, where you'll be able to see great liberty-oriented speakers like G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Carrie Wedler, Vich Zedlaika, and Sterling Lujan, plus live musical performances from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hustle, and more. Great parties, networking. It's a great opportunity to come hang out at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico, February 15th through the 18th for the main event. But there are other events that are going to be surrounding it, so get all the details on all of them, and you can get your tickets with a 10% discount for the regular ticket price by using code FTL at anarchapulco.com. So we'll see you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event again in 2018. Code FTL to go get your tickets right now for Anarchapulco at anarchapulco.com. As we continue, let's talk to Tom in Utah. You can bring up what you want, Tom. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you were talking about immigration issues. If you'll open up HUDHell.com or HUDHell.us, that's
HUDHell?
An alias for HUDHell.com or .us, either one.
Okay.
HUDHell.com, it'll open up, and you'll see what you might think is not connected, but in fact, I've been assaulted and gone after because I was exposing the number one sheltering instrument of the undocumented.
And what's that mean?
The number one landlord for sheltering the undocumented is HUD. In 2008, I had a family contact me with a Del Rio baby, and as I started to expose the cause of the baby's illness, my life turned to hell because I did not know at the time that I was actually exposing the number one housing unit and the number one sanctuary-providing landlord.
Okay, I'm not really sure what HUD giving housing to so-called undocumented...
Is the website called gassingamerica.com, and that's how I found it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, but so this that, has to do... But I think what this is about is there's been a number of cases in the manufactured home.
Like poor constructed homes.
It's not poor constructed, but some of the materials that are being used tend to leach dangerous chemicals and things like that.
It's not just that. They literally have designed the units in error of heating and ventilation code. But as I exposed that, my life turned to hell because I found out that that was the number one housing unit used by the illicit businessmen. And HUD is the provider. Every single manufactured mobile home in America produced since 1976 is HUD controlled and HUD regulated. And even if you have a HUD unit or a mobile home unit on your property and you own the property, HUD still is the regulatory agency over that unit inside.
Unusual claim. I've never heard that before, but okay. What about it, though? I mean, that we already know the government has its fingers into all kinds of areas of life.
Right.
So what does all that have to do with immigration? I mean, I'm against the federal government entirely, so, you know, you're not going to find me supporting the HUD group.
Yeah, if you watch the film Food Incorporated, the last segment of that film, they didn't realize they were exposing this factor. But you'll see the coyotes delivering their families or their human traffic to the manufactured mobile homes owned by IBP there in Garden City, Kansas. And this is common throughout the United States. The industries that utilize the slave labor, you know, brown labor, as I call it now, the way they can get away with housing them without documents is to purchase and own or lease a manufactured or mobile home.
So you would agree that the way to solve this problem is to completely abolish the federal government and have no HUD, no immigration whatsoever, and allow people to come to property where they are welcome by private property owners. You would agree that's the solution then, right?
Well, what's really interesting is that if you're a private owner, you're not going to lease your apartment or your home to somebody without documents.
Why wouldn't I? As long as I got cash.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Yeah, I'm kind of good with that.
What do you think? I'm some kind of obedient serf for the government? Is that what you are?
Just because they're going to tell us I have to get all this documentation before I can rent out a room to somebody, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, only an obedient slave would do something like that.
Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying, Ian, but not everybody sees it that way.
That's what it is, though.
It is hard to argue
well,
with.
Who the hell wants to fill out paperwork?
I can tell you from my experience dealing with the Spanish community, the number one factor to draw them to America is the capability of sheltering their family from the weather. Nobody would come here, even for a job, if they had to live in a sleeping bag out in the field.
You know they've got shelter in Mexico, Tom.
Right.
Give me a call tonight.
I see what he's saying, though. But if you're going to come, you wouldn't want to go to a country that doesn't have any place to stay.
You know what?
So we have
that in the past.
Right.
People still wanted to come here even when HUD wasn't around. That's how the country was great, right? Like, you know, we had people coming from all around the world with $100 or less in their pocket or whatever, and they made it happen. They figured it out. They brought the entrepreneurial spirit with them, and my experience with immigrants to this country, whether they be Hispanic or, you know, from elsewhere, is that they are very hardworking people who appreciate the opportunity to have a better life for themselves and their families.
For most part, that's been my experience, too.
Yeah.
Not 100%.
No, not 100%.
But I can't say 100% about any group of people.
No, there's plenty of people that were native-born who are sucking off the welfare teat. Let's continue here. We got Todd. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Todd.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good, Todd. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about cryptocurrency. With the whole Bitcoin crash that's been going on lately, I know it's not a crash.
Dun.
It's going to come back.
That's right. For listeners that are not familiar, Bitcoin earlier this week hit a peak of nearly $20,000 per Bitcoin and then took a tumble over the last few days down to as low as $11,000, so losing almost 50% of its value in a matter of 2 days' time, basically.
Yeah, and depending on what exchange you go to, I'm seeing a price of around $14,980. It's been in the 15,000
today.
So its imminent death was, then it was kind of back up to where it was when it crashed.
It bounced back a bit. Go ahead, Todd, with your thoughts on it. Go ahead.
Definitely. It's not going to die, so I wasn't trying to scare anybody there. But, you know, it's definitely going to come back to that 6,000 range. But what I noticed during that crash is that XRP Ripple kind of stayed the same or maybe even jumped up a little bit. I was just trying to get your guys' thoughts. What do you think about XRP maybe being like a safe haven for the volatility?
So, for listeners who aren't familiar, Bitcoin was the first cryptocurrency that hit the world. And Ripple, I don't even know if it counts as a cryptocurrency, does it? I don't know enough about it.
It's a token. And to give listeners
a banking thing, isn't it?
It is. A little bit of background. The company Ripple basically has two products. One is the Ripple protocol, which allows you allows banks to set up these channels using Ripple to exchange currency sort of from bank to bank around the world. And a lot of banks have jumped on using the Ripple protocol. Very cool. They can transfer money without going through SWIFT, which is a bank-based system.
The
routing system. It takes days
and
days.
It's the Federal Reserve. This is something I learned this year about when you send an ACH or a wire transfer. It's not going bank to bank. It's going through the Federal Reserve, which is why it's closed on weekends and holidays and whatever. Let's talk a little more about that coming up here. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I don't know a whole lot about Ripple, but I know they added the regulator from New York to their board of directors, and
Ben
to me, that's reason enough to not be interested. More coming up here, 855 450 free like freedom, but that doesn't mean you can't make money on it. It's Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark, the Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Join us here, and yes, even though it is the Christmas weekend here, we're still sitting here live doing radio for you, and thanks to our board operator over there at the Genesis Communications Network for coming in on a holiday, and thank you, Chris.
Nice. What was it? Oh, is his name Chris, too?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Hi, board op. Merry Christmas.
I love him, whoever he or she is. I guess it could be a she, but in the radio business, it's not that likely. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us. We're going to continue with your calls in a moment, but I do want to talk a little further about this Ripple thing, which is it still the number 4? I think it was number 3, but it got booted out by Bitcoin Cash on the top 10 chart a little while after Bitcoin Cash came out. It was number 3.
Yeah, but then Bitcoin Cash dropped down. Ripple is back at number 3.
It's
Bitcoin
number 3,
Cash,
now.
Number 4, like number 5. Top 2, Bitcoin, and then Ethereum.
Oh, that's because you said Ripple had a big run-up over a dollar for, like, the first time ever, right? So that's probably where that
Got
its number 3 status back from.
Everything. So really, over the last, you know, couple months, we were talking about this off the air, but everything's been up. The entire crypto market has been up.
It's over $500 billion for all cryptocurrencies combined. And it was over $600 billion, but there was a down day within the last couple days where everything went down.
And my whole screen was red. So you had Bitcoin taking a 33-40% hit, Bitcoin Cash taking a 25-35% hit, depending on the exchange.
But now everything's going up today.
Now everything's back up, you know. So I think the real test is going to be after the holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now is the time of the year that people, you know, they've saved up for Christmas, or they're in that mood where they're spending.
Sure.
They're also spending on cryptocurrency. So, and then at least in retail and in most businesses, you hit January and everybody's like,
slows down.
Oh my God, how much money did I spend?
Somebody said on one of the we're in these various different cryptocurrency chat rooms here, and there's one on the Riot platform for folks in New Hampshire. And somebody there said that apparently there's a certain pattern that has happened over the years where altcoins the things that compete with Bitcoin, basically, the Ripples and the Ethereums and those things, they tend to go up in the beginning of the year. So that may be, if that holds true again, you know, you never know what the future is going to hold with cryptocurrency because we've never been here before. This is, you know, completely new territory, although the prices overall do tend to, it seems, go up over time, despite this big drop that happened this week. And you can, you know, you can look at the charts and see it was a big drop. There's no doubt about it. If you go to coinmarketcap.com and you look at the charts, it dropped down. The whole market capitalization had peaked up at about $640 billion. $640 billion for all of the cryptocurrencies combined.
Yes.
And that happened on December 21st. It then, over the next couple of days, fell down to as low as, according to this chart, $422 billion. So $200 billion, more than $200 billion of value, just came right off the top of the entire global marketplace. But now it's already back up to 596, you know, 500
yeah, it's
something.
Nuts. And if you're new to this, just to give you an idea of how fast this is accelerating and how much money is flying out of government fiat money and into cryptocurrencies and tokens, it took 8 years for the market cap of all cryptocurrencies, and it started out with just Bitcoin until
about 2013.
So that came out in 2010. I guess that would have been the first.
Litecoin? I thought
no,
2012,
Bitcoin. First mined in 2009?
Yeah, Bitcoin
was first mined. Okay, so 8 years. It took from 2009 to June of 2017 for the entire market cap of all cryptocurrencies to hit $100 billion.
That's right.
It took from June until November 1st of this year. What are we talking, 4 months,
five months?
5 months to go from $100 billion to $200 billion, to double.
Huge.
It took from about June 1st to about November 1st to about November 26th, about 26 days, for it to go from $200 billion to $300 billion.
That's right.
And it keeps getting lower, these jumps. And
$400
I think,
billion on December 7th, and then to $500 billion on December 15th, and then to $600 billion on December 17th.
It's accelerating, and I just, you know, one wonders, at what point, what will be the first fiat currency that just crumbles? I can't wait to find out.
Venezuela's Bolivar is in the process of, it is basically, the Venezuela Bolivar is worth less than the Satoshi, I think, at this point.
Of course, but
Satoshi is the smallest unit of a Bitcoin.
I want this to be a good fight. I want it to be like a big one. G10 or a G20.
You want
a G20
like a Russian ruble or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. That's what I want to see.
What would that look like?
Disruptive. It's an understatement.
Yeah, it would be fascinating to watch that happen. So Ripple is one of these competitors out there, but it's not really, you know, crypto that was rolled in the same way that like Bitcoins and those were, right?
No.
Like it was different from the get-go. More focused on banking, and while anybody can get their hands on it and use it, it's not really useful for the individual besides as just a speculative investment kind of thing. And for those who've invested in it, like a lot of cryptos, it's worked out
pretty well.
It's just that, you know, when you add the prime New York State banking regulator who is the person who created the BitLicense, which is the regulatory structure that has driven Bitcoin and cryptocurrency businesses out of the state of New York. It destroyed the cryptocurrency business there and has only left a handful of people who could, like the big Coinbases of the world, these big mega corporations, who can handle the $100,000 fee that you need or whatever. The
$5,000 just for the opportunity, for the pleasure of filling out the paperwork.
Yeah, and then but you got to have like $100,000 at least to get through this process, from what I understand. And so it just drove all kinds of business out. The fact that they gave that guy a position on their board, to me, is reason number one to not support them in any way, shape, or form. The regulators are not your friends. They are not people who are going to help the cryptocurrency world. They're going to hinder it. But anyway.
Just to answer that last caller, he said, what do we think about Ripple? And that's certainly what I think you and I agree we feel about the company.
But again, you have some.
I do
and
have
I've never
some.
Had Ripple.
Dude, it's horrible. I hate things that I'm morally opposed to, but I'm making money on, so I can't sell it. it. But the long and the short of it is you have this Ripple protocol that banks do indeed use to transfer money from one bank to another very efficiently and outside of the banking system.
Because all I can do is send wire transfers, which go through the Federal Reserve and cost a bunch of money.
You can use Bitcoin. You could use Litecoin. You could use Bitcoin Cash.
I need to transfer dollars. I can't use those other things for dollars.
But banks are even more regulated. They're more regulated than we are because now we have decentralized assets, digital assets that we can use. But so the Ripple protocol works really well at moving things from point A to point B, and it does it much cheaper and much faster. The idea behind the Ripple token is this, is that if two countries, two central banks or two banks have different currencies, and they don't have a established trading relationship between those two currencies.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to pull something like the Lithuanian wombat versus the Australian dollar. Let's say that banks don't trade that pair.
They really call it the wombat?
I'm just making up names, too. So if this were the case, then what banks could do is say, okay, let's agree to trade in Ripple, in XRP. So it becomes that currency that can be moved from side to side. The problem for Ripple is this. The Ripple protocol works so well that there are very few use cases for the token at all.
Outside of this banking thing.
Well, even within the banking thing.
Oh.
That established pairing and trading occurs between virtually all currencies, and certainly with the major ones.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a relationship with the U.S. dollar,
right.
Every currency in the world. So it's sort of a solution in search of a problem, which is why I'm not bullish on Ripple. I don't see it as a long-term win like some people I know do. They think it's great. But you do have some. I'm going to hold on to it until it really starts dropping.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Ryan in Bowling Green listening to WKCT. Hello, Ryan. What's on your mind tonight?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Or good evening, I should say.
It's morning in the UK. Go ahead.
It is somewhere, right? So,
yep.
All right. So here, to the caller that was, you know, there was confusion, I think, there on a police state. I'm going to refer back to the godfather of the libertarian movement, and that's Ron Paul. He made a statement. He was asked a question. He said, does he believe America is in a police state? And his answer was very clever, but it's true. He just reversed the question. He said, well, if the absence of a police state means that you can live free and do what you want and build on your own property and so forth, he said, then the reverse of that must be a police state where you can't even build on your own property. And he went through a study. We are in a police state.
Hey, Ryan, hang on. We're going to bring you back. If you want to continue your comments, we'd love to have you coming up here after news. More Free Talk Live on the way. 855-450-FREE. If you don't think you're in a police state, what would make you think you are?
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.